The US President Joe Biden has agreed to give Ukraine anti-personnel landmines as part of its attempts to slow Russian progress. That move follows news that America was providing long-range missiles, enabling Ukraine to hit targets inside Russia. Meanwhile, the US embassy in Kyiv is temporarily closed following information about what it called a potentially significant air attack. Alexander Rodninsky is an advisor to Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. He told the BBC that the US was stepping up its aid in a bid to halt Russia's advances.
We have to improve our bargaining position. So the Biden administration is trying to give us all the available tools at their disposal at this point before they leave office to make sure that Ukraine is as strong as possible militarily. And that should give us a headway when we potentially go into some negotiations process or some negotiating process. So that's what this is really about. And they are fearful about potentially a change in the course of action when the Trump administration arrives. We'll see what happens, but there's no way around this. We need to make sure that Russia is not on the advance, that the pace of its advance is not going to increase as it is currently. And therefore, we need to have all the tools at our disposal.
We can speak now to Dr. Patrick Bury, who's a senior associate professor in warfare and counterterrorism at the University of Bath. Is this the Biden administration basically throwing everything at Ukraine before Donald Trump takes over and the situation changes?
Good afternoon. I mean, in some respects it is. I think both the precursor to the decision to allow the Ukrainians to use the longer range ATACMS missiles inside Russia and this anti-personnel mines decision is basically to do with the reality on the battlefield, where on the one hand, Ukraine are running out of trained manpower. They mobilized in the summer. They turned on the manpower taps for a while, but it's starting to dwindle again because they haven't lowered the age criteria enough. And on the other hand, Russia are taking heavy losses of about 1,500 killed and wounded a month, but they can replace about two-thirds of that, 30,000 a month. So the issue really is that the Ukrainians have lost the initiative and momentum across multiple parts of the front. And the ATACMS is one part, which is basically it will help the Ukrainians break up attacks before they even get the chance to concentrate around the front line by targeting numerous different things. And the anti-personnel mine is completely different. It's very defensive. And the Russians have been using tactics, using small groups, sometimes as low as, you know, a fire team, four people, to try to infiltrate around the back of Ukrainian positions. And they keep doing this, sending teams out every 20 minutes. Most of them get captured or killed, but it wears down the smaller Ukrainian forces and tires them out. And then eventually Russia launches a slightly bigger attack, and it often has some success. So the anti-personnel thing is basically about trying to close off areas and deny ground to the Russians to be able to infiltrate through.
The use of landmines is also controversial, and there has, I think, been some backlash to this decision.
Yeah, there's an anti-personnel mine treaty, and those values obviously are very well-meaning. Numerous signatories have signed up to that, and some countries won't use them anymore unless, I would say, it's in extremis. I think this decision would have been made that if we don't use this to deny ground, the Ukrainians will be in a much worse position, potentially in a much worse position come late January than they are in now. Because, as I said, that momentum is seriously shifting towards Russia at the moment. The other thing you can do with these mines is you can basically put a time fuse on them, as they were, so that they deactivate after a series of months or even years, which makes them less dangerous to civilians. And finally, most of the areas where the fighting is going on is in either woodblocks or in the fields around them in the Donbass and Kursk. And those are already very sparsely populated because the civilians have had to be forced to flee. So the risks are seen as minimal. And I think the Ukrainians have made a commitment not to use them in any built up areas which they are defending.
Dr. Patrick Bury, thank you for talking to us this lunchtime.